Australia is here, we'll stay here. We're committed to being with Papua New Guinea at this time and into the future.
Through the PNG Australia Partnership, we have a long collaboration with the government of PNG and health.
And we work side by side with the PNGDF and their Department of Defence.
PNG and Australian governments also prioritise the need to address the issue of family and sexual violence.
Australia's assistance to Papua New Guinea really covers all sectors.
Hello listeners and welcome to this month's edition of AHC On Air. I'm Elizabeth Nyai, good to have your company. The 16th of September is a special date and marks one of the most significant events on the PNG calendar, the country's independence. Like other cultural activities done to mark Independence Day, the occasion provides an opportunity for families and friends to come together to share in the cultural and culinary specialties that PNG has to offer. To join in PNG's 46th independence celebrations and in support of preserving the cultural wonders of PNG, Australia's High Commission created an Independence Kaikai series focused on some of the foods that families prepare as part of their Independence Day celebrations. Australian High Commissioner John Philp was joined by local staff from the High Commission and PNG celebrity chef Jules Henao to prepare distinct traditional dishes from the four regions of PNG. The food was then shared with the Cheshire Homes community of people living with disabilities, carers and staff members. We will now hear from Australian High Commissioner John Philp about the significance of celebrating Independence Day by preparing and cooking iconic PNG traditional food.
Independence Day is such a big day for any country. It is in my own country on 26th January, and we celebrate Australia Day. For Papua New Guinea, Independence Day is just as significant as it is for Australians, something really special, an amazing opportunity to celebrate this huge independence celebration, but trying to find what the meaning it is for Papua New Guineans from all over the place. And in a country like Papua New Guinea, this land of 1,000 tribes, what better way to try and celebrate it than to celebrate the food of Papua New Guinea? We know that every island, every valley, every province, every tribe, every line has their own special food and way of cooking things. So we thought it would be really interesting to try and ask for volunteers from the Australian High Commission community, from Papua New Guineans in the Australian High Commission, who prepared food from each of their own regions, from the four regions of Papua New Guinea, and prepared something a bit special that they did. We worked very closely with Chef Jules Henao and his team, who's an amazing chef in Papua New Guinea, who's worked very hard on trying to help educate Papua New Guineans about healthy eating, something really important in my country as well. And the food that we prepared here today, that the volunteers from the Australian High Commission have prepared, has really brought some quite interesting and different kinds of food that really we hope will represent healthy eating, to show that vegetables are important as meat, that a variety is just as important as, you know, some things that Papua New Guineans and Australians really love, like sak sak, kau kau. These are great things to have. They're really good for energy. To be able to have the kumu as well as the meat, as well as those kind of starchy things and really good carbohydrates, is incredibly important. So we've spent the whole day preparing the food, not me personally, but Chef Jules Henao and his team, these volunteers from Australian High Commission, went to the High Commission, they prepared some very special dishes and been able to bring them to share with the residents of the Cheshire Homes community today. I've tasted everything. It's all been really good. I'm not going to single anything out because it was all good. I actually really enjoyed all of it. It was really interesting to see these different things and these subtle variations that individuals bring to it, and some really good cooks in our community to produce some food that I really enjoyed and really liked. Trying to mix the sak sak. Well, clearly I need to build my skill a little bit more before I can make those really perfect sak sak dumpling balls that our people can do, but we'll get there. I'll get some more practice in and we'll see how we do.
The Independence Kaikai series also promoted smart choices in eating healthy and nutritious local produce. This is a key focus of Chef Jules Eat Smart campaign, which is supported by the PNG Australia Partnership.
The convenience food, simple, easy, quick meals for hardworking parents become such a habit, and it's a really unhealthy habit. I think it's critical. It's something we see not just in Papua New Guinea. We see it in my country, across the world. I know I have it in my own life. You know, just the temptation to find something that's simple and quick and not nutritious. It might be deep fried, or it might be just excessive amounts of meat. And to try and get into people the habits of healthy eating, and to remind Papua New Guineans, they have this amazing tradition. It's incredibly varied food, all these different kinds of vegetables and fruit, which is so special for this country. And to be able to celebrate that on Independence Day, just the range of fruit and vegetables and healthy eating available to Papua New Guineans to go along. The food that we all love, you know, the meats and the cow and so on, those are great. But we need to really to leaven it, to reduce food levels, to reduce levels of fat. And remember that eating healthily is a really good thing. To have somebody who's so well known as Chef Jules Hanau, is really good to be able to publicise that. And the way that he's able to go into people's villages and into people's homes and see what they do and have done traditionally, to get a better sense of what it is that is traditional food that, you know, is really to be celebrated on Independence Day, is just wonderful. And we're particularly pleased that he was prepared to come here to Cheshire Homes. This is a disability homes where they teach people with disabilities and bring them into the community. You know, with the Paralympic Games in Tokyo and Papua New Guinea participating there, it's a reminder that people with disability can participate fully in society. And that's where Cheshire Homes does such a great job. We're really proud that our volunteers and the High Commission will be able to bring traditional, healthy Papua New Guinean food and be able to offer it to the people here at the Cheshire Disability Homes. Happy Independence.
We'll now take a short break, but stay tuned to hear more about the Australian High Commission's Independence Kai Kai series.
Mi sabe ting ting long yuen one one time. Nu pela day mi stop mi hira elen nu pela gumai. Na mi ting ting I go back in long bogan vi na mi sobe. Oh, pela day mi stop. Kudubu pela ol mocha. Nami tingtingi go beke. Long bogan bil ol se won.
Real PNG News. Real PNG.
Welcome back. Before the break, we heard from Australian High Commissioner John Philp about the High Commission's Independence Day traditional food campaign and the importance of healthy eating. The campaign also featured PNG celebrity chef and ambassador of the PNG Australia Partnership supported Eat Smart campaign, Chef Jules Henao. He shares with us his experience of joining the High Commissioner and our local chefs in the kitchen and on spending the afternoon at the Cheshire Disability Homes to share the meals prepared for an Independence Day feast.
I really enjoyed it, and the reason why I enjoyed it is because we got to cook and be a part of the different provinces, and it was fantastic seeing a few of the staff members from the Aussie High Commission cook the different food from their own provinces as well. So we got to taste a little bit of Mombasa today, a bit of Central Province, I mumu from the Highlands as well, and Aigir from New Guinea Island. So look, it was really cool, and it was good. It's obviously intertwined with the Independence Day as well, so it's really, really special, and it was also special as well to come to Cheshire Homes as well and share that moment and be with our fellow Papua New Guineans here at Cheshire Home, and just to serve some food and eat and sit around and talk as well. So that was great, and it was good just to be a part of that with the Australian High Commission. Food and culture, they go hand in hand, and you can't talk about one without talking about the other, and it was really important as well, learning the different ingredients and similar ingredients as well, cooked in different ways from the different regions. You know, we had Nangu from Mombasa. We also had Sego, same, just different words for the same thing, but it was cooked in a different way from the central region as well. So it really intertwines together food and culture, and like I mentioned before, you can't really talk about food without encompassing a little bit of the culture as well, and vice versa. So another special moment. It obviously comes together with the Independence Day celebrations. It gives every Papua New Guinean a sense of pride as well when they're talking about Independence Day, talking about where they're from, the provinces where they're from, but also the unity in the provinces as well that makes Papua New Guinea one. Pretty cool as well. I'm sure a lot of people find food and whenever they cook to be quite therapeutic. So, you know, all of them were pretty cool in their own way. We had the mumu pig from the Highlands, which is always a favorite. We had the Tolai Aigir, you know, from representing the New Guinea Islands, which is fantastic. You know, mom's from there. We had the sago with the fish, the trevally fish, which is representative of the central province. And then we also had the Nangu from Mombasa, which is cool. So it was interesting. It was the first time for me to do the whole Nangu, preparing it, mixing it and cutting it, as they say. I wasn't too good at it, but I guess it's one of those things that you have to keep practicing. But no, that was really cool. So I was really inspired by it. I actually got a few, different ideas for some recipes coming up as well, which is going to be fantastic. But, you know, all in all, I was inspired and happy to talk with the fellow chefs cooking the food today. And it was cool because they kind of told me that they were, incorporating new set of cooking methods to traditional dishes using the local ingredients that they have, incorporating lemongrass, heaps of chili, a little bit of turmeric here as well, but just taking their traditional cooking methods that they grew up with, and that's part of their culture, it's part of Papua New Guinea, but incorporating the kind of new ingredients that we also find local to PNG as well. Things like lemongrass and loads of ginger and little bits of chili here and there as well. So that was really cool, really inspiring, and that just shows and it tells me that there's a bit of a movement in PNG cooking. You know, we're not just sticking to the traditional kind of dishes and the recipes that we're doing. We're incorporating the new ingredients and a new style of PNG cooking as well. And it's super awesome coming down here to Cheshire Homes to share that with everyone down here as well. So yeah, really excited. Look, the Eat Smart campaign is such an amazing campaign. It's first of its kind in PNG, and we've traveled and met some amazing farmers, and we're going to be incorporating nutritional education to the next generation of Papua New Guineans, the school kids. But look, we wouldn't have been able to come up with this campaign if it wasn't for the PNG Oz partnership and the Australian government coming on board and backing us from day one and believing in our messaging and what we believe in and what we're trying to voice to Papua New Guineans, but not just to Papua New Guineans as well, but to Pacific Islanders. And we notice the importance of agriculture, the importance of nutrition, and through food and educational nutrition. And so, you know, we wanted to make sure that we got the right partners involved. And, you know, the PNG Oz partnership is really crucial to this. They believe in what we were putting down. And we share the same sort of wavelength and share the same philosophies and the same ethos as well.
We just heard from Eat Smart Campaign's brand ambassador and renowned PNG chef, Jules Henao. Eat Smart is a PNG Australia partnership supported multimedia campaign that aims to create behavioral change towards making smart choices in eating healthy and nutritional local produce and to promote health and well-being in PNG. We will now take a break. More when we return.
Culture
Our Independence Day cooking activity would not have been a success without the assistance from our own local chefs at the High Commission. The traditional dishes cooked included mumu from the Highlands, agir from East New Britain, nangu from the East Sepik, and rabia from Central Province. While the occasion was a good cultural learning experience for High Commissioner Philp, it was also beneficial for the local staff involved. We will now hear from Delcia about her experience in representing the southern region for this Independence Day Kai Kai series.
Planty Christmas ego peace.
My name is Delcia Sarume. I've decided to take part just voluntarily, just to represent my region and something different out of my daily work to represent my region. The dish that I chose was from Central. Like most people were thinking for me to do pareva or bareva. However, I chose rabia irara. Basically, ingredients include rabia, that's the sago, and guarume, that's the fish, and I chose to do it with trovoli and added a bit of onion and garlic and some salt. Firstly, we cleaned out the fish, boiled it for approximately 10 to 15 minutes. The dish itself, it's around 20 to 30 minutes to prepare. So boiling the fish, removing the fish out again, and making a porridge from the broth, the soup that we've boiled the fish from. After sprinkling the sago into the fish soup, stirring it slowly, gently. Then once that's come to a settle, like porridge type, we just remove the fish flakes from the fish that we've boiled, and then put in the flakes, mix it together, add in the coconut cream, and it's ready to be served. If you want to add more coconut cream to it, you can do so. It was something different. We have so many dishes, but out of all these dishes in each of the region, we have to choose one. It was such an experience. Knowing that the food we're gonna prepare was not like us having it all to ourselves, but sharing it out to some people that are very special. Sometimes as human beings, we tend to forget about such people with disability, and us cooking at the end and, you know, sharing the meal with them is such a blessing, and you are honored to do that. And as a team, when we went, like, you can feel how much the Treasure Home family had felt about that food that we've prepared and shared the love with them.
16 September is one of the most significant dates on the PNG calendar. It is an opportunity for families and friends to come together to celebrate PNG's independence. And there is no better way to celebrate than sharing a traditionally cooked, nutritious meal. Colleague Natalie Lavi caught up with staff from the Cheshire Disability Homes to chat about their well-spent pre-independence afternoon with High Commissioner Philp, High Commission staff, and Chef Jules.
One of the most important things that we do every time we have a celebration together is we cook together and we share with our families and friends. For you personally, what were your thoughts having to see your friends that worked at the embassy come and share food from the different regions?
For myself as a Papua New Guinean, I was very proud that, you know, an international person can want to learn about our culture and how we, you know, prepare our meals. And most of the time, when it comes to independence, we only dressed in our cultural attire and we show up. But some of the things like cooking, it's very important to look at our culture different types, not only to dress up in our cultural attire, but, you know, our style of cooking too.
Thank you, Marilyn, and I'm Top. From your experience, what were the usual independence celebrations here at Cheshire Homes?
Thank you, Natalie. I've been here for, I think it's similar to Marilyn. I'm going to my third year now. And since the time I have been here, we have not had any occurrences like this in the past where we have food being cooked and brought in and served to us by especially a state representative from our international partners. Mm-hmm. The gesture by the people of Australia and the government through the His Excellency Ambassador John Phillip and the Australian High Commission was like a first of its kind for Cheshire to celebrate independence, pre-independence celebration, where food was prepared locally by the different staff from the different region. His Excellency also had a hand in some of the cooking, and given us a different perspective to the celebrations of Papua New Guinea's independence. And His Excellency the High Commissioner also being present, it added a bit more value to the event, and serving the food to the staff and to the residents here as well was really appreciated. The food that was cooked, like Marilyn, my colleague, also mentioned earlier, like in the past, we just have the traditional culture show and perhaps some lolly water and stuff, but this is a nutritious food that was being cooked and served to us, very hygienic as well. So I think that has now given us an insight into perhaps maybe future events like this, we can demonstrate the different styles of cooking from the different regions of our nation.
We hope your independence celebration with family and friends was just as special. And hope you enjoyed this edition of AHC On Air. Until next time, I'm Elizabeth Nyai. Bye for now.
Australia is here, we'll stay here. We're committed to being with Papua New Guinea at this time and into the future.
Through the PNG Australia Partnership, we have a long collaboration with the Government of PNG in Health.
And we work side by side with the PNGDF and their Department of Defence.
PNG and Australian governments also prioritise the need to address the issue of family and sexual violence.
Australia's assistance to Papua New Guinea really covers all sectors.